This is a busy week for Roseland. Three different initiatives to upgrade the community's infrastructure and future prospects are getting public airings, each offering renewed possibilities for the long-neglected urban island. But Dwayne DeWitt, a Roseland native and longtime community activist, has seen similar processes play out before.
The planners and the experts who are controlling the program are just now talking with the community and holding community meetings. I don't know if anybody in the community actually has any power in the decision-making process, or if those community meetings will actually influence the final decisions. So people are still waiting to see, where does this go and what are we actually doing?
The City of Santa Rosa hosted a community workshop on the future annexation of the Roseland area last night. It was one of a series of public forums meant to help residents track that lengthy process, this one focusing on transportation. A second city-sponsored meeting tomorrow afternoon will focus on the proposed Roseland Community Park, to be built on nearly 20 acres of undeveloped land between Burbank and McMinn Avenues. And tomorrow evening, the Sonoma County Community Development Commission will review three proposals that have been submitted for what's being called the Roseland Village Neighborhood Center. This will replace the now-demolished shopping center that formerly occupied a 7-acre site along Sebastopol Avenue.
They all feature affordable housing, community uses, and a public plaza component. The difference between the proposals is the number of units of housing they have. The lowest number was right around 55, I believe, and the largest was up to 200. That included not only affordable housing, but market-rate housing as well.
Bo Anderson is a community outreach specialist for the commission. He says this session will allow residents to interact directly with the three would-be developers.
We're giving the public a chance to get out there and meet with the developers one-on-one, see the proposals, and garner community feedback on what aspects they like or what they don't like. From our perspective, they're all viable proposals, so we just want to solicit feedback from the public and give the developers a chance to respond to that feedback with a more refined proposal.
Marcos Suarez, the Sonoma County Economic Development Board's Latino Outreach Coordinator, says the initial feedback he's been hearing from Roseland area business owners is generally supportive.
There's a lot of engagement in the community. The meetings are well attended, and the community's input is being sought, and they're able to interact, having a say of where they would like certain amenities in the area, so that is very engaging and positive.
Dwayne DeWitt says he, too, wants to feel positive about all this renewed attention on Roseland, but he's not quite ready to fully embrace it just yet.
The key to all this really is, will they listen to what the community members are saying and let those statements empower a true community engagement? Not just we came out to a meeting, we had some food with you, see you later, but hey, we listened to what you said. We've taken down ideas that we believe are possible to help, and we're all working together to try to help. If that happens, people will be very enthusiastic, and this optimism will be well placed.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.